Welcome to OV English School. Today we will travel across Bulgaria through wine. One bottle can taste light and bright. Another can taste dark and strong. Why does that happen? The short answer is place. In this episode, you will meet the Black Sea coast, the Thracian Valley, and the Struma Valley. You will also meet real grapes with very different personalities. If you like food, travel, and practical English, this story is for you. Let's make wine geography feel simple and useful. Imagine Elena, a traveler from Spain, standing in a wine shop in Sofia. She picks up two Bulgarian bottles. One is a white wine from the Black Sea coast. The other is a red Mavrud from the Thracian Valley. She asks a simple question. How can two wines from one country feel so different? The answer starts with the map. Bulgaria is in Eastern Europe, and wine has been part of life there for centuries. But Bulgaria is not one single wine zone. It has several important regions, and each region has its own climate and land. People often talk about the Black Sea coast, the Thracian Valley, the Danube Plain, and the Struma Valley. These places do not produce the same style. They push grapes in different directions. Wine experts often use the word terroir. It sounds advanced, but the idea is not difficult. Terroir means the local mix of soil, weather, and landscape. In simple words, it means the character of a place. If the place changes, the wine changes too. A cooler coast and a warmer inland valley can give very different results, even inside one country. Let's start near the Black Sea. The sea can soften summer heat and slow down ripening. That slower ripening matters. Grapes often keep more acidity when they ripen slowly. Acidity is the fresh, sharp feeling in wine. It gives energy to the taste. Without enough acidity, a wine can feel heavy or flat. Along the coast, that fresh feeling often stays alive. This is one reason coastal white wines can feel bright and clean. Bulgaria has local grapes that fit this style well. Dimyat is one example. Red Miskit is another. These wines may smell like green apple, flowers, or herbs. They often feel light, aromatic, and easy to enjoy with food. A glass of coastal white can work well with fish, salad, or a hot summer afternoon by the sea. Now move inland to the Thracian Valley. The weather here is usually warmer, and that helps red grapes ripen more fully. Full ripening can bring deeper color, stronger tannin, and richer fruit. One famous grape here is Mavrud. It is an indigenous grape, which means it has grown in this place for a very long time. For many Bulgarians, Mavrud is not just a grape. It is part of regional identity. A Mavrud wine often feels serious from the first sip. It can show dark fruit, firm tannin, and strong structure. Tannin is the dry feeling that makes your mouth feel tight for a moment. That structure can help the wine age well. So if Elena opens the Mavrud with roast meat or hard cheese, the wine may feel deep, powerful, and built for a long meal. The contrast becomes very clear now. Near the coast, slower ripening helps keep acidity, so white wines taste fresher. In the warmer inland valley, fuller ripening helps build color and tannin, so red wines feel stronger. This is not magic, and it is not only the grape. Climate and landscape create the conditions. The grape then reacts to those conditions. Southwest Bulgaria adds another chapter to the story. The Struma Valley has warm weather with Mediterranean influence. This region is strongly linked with Melnik. In many vineyards, people also talk about Melnik 55. These wines are often different from Mavrud. They can still have structure, but they are usually not as heavy. Instead, they may show pepper, bright acidity, and a more elegant body. That difference matters when people choose a wine. Someone who wants a bold, dark red may prefer Mavrud. Someone who wants a red with energy and spice may enjoy Melnik 55 more. In northwest Bulgaria, Gamza offers another contrast. Gamza wines are often lighter and fresher than Mavrud, so even Bulgarian red wines can move from light and lively to deep and powerful. Winemakers also make choices after the grapes arrive. Some use oak barrels for aging. Oak can add spice, smoke, or a softer texture. Others use lees aging, where wine rests on dead yeast cells after fermentation. That can make a wine feel rounder and fuller. These choices are important, but they do not erase the region. Place usually sets the direction first. So when Elena looks at those two bottles in Sofia, she can read more than the grape name. A coastal white from Dimyat or red Miskit may promise freshness. A Thracian Mavrud may suggest power and aging potential. A Struma Valley Melnik may point to spice and elegance. The label becomes easier to understand when the geography becomes part of the story. That is why wine lovers often start with the place. Question: why do many white wines from the Black Sea coast taste fresh? Answer: because the sea softens heat and slows ripening, so the grapes keep more acidity. What does terroir mean? Answer: it means the local mix of soil, weather, and landscape that shapes a wine. Why is Mavrud often stronger than a coastal white wine? Answer: warmer inland weather helps the grapes ripen fully, giving more color, tannin, and power. Question: what kind of red wine can Melnik 55 produce? Answer: it can produce a structured red with spice, bright acidity, and an elegant body. Question: how can oak aging change a wine? Answer: it can add notes like spice or smoke and make the texture feel softer. Discussion: why does Black Sea influence help some Bulgarian white wines keep freshness? Discussion: how does Mavrud show the effect of a warmer inland microclimate? Discussion: when would you choose Melnik 55 instead of Mavrud for a meal? Discussion: do oak aging and lees aging change style more than place, or does place still lead the wine? Why? Speaking: explain the Black Sea chain in two or three sentences. Slower ripening, higher acidity, fresher white wine style. Compare a coastal white wine and a Thracian Mavrud in two or three clear sentences. Speaking: choose one Bulgarian wine for a meal and explain your choice clearly and politely. Today, Bulgaria showed us a simple lesson with a clear result. Place changes taste. The Black Sea coast can protect freshness. The Thracian Valley can build power. The Struma Valley can bring spice and elegance. When you see a Bulgarian wine label now, you have a better chance to imagine the style before tasting it. That is useful English, and it is useful wine knowledge too. Thanks for listening, and keep learning one clear story at a time.